In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Therefore, if you have not been faithful in the unrighteous mammon, who will commit to your trust the true riches? Now the Pharisees, who were lovers of money, also heard all these things, and they derided him. Jesus said to the Pharisees, "Now a certain man was rich, and a certain poor man by the name of Lazarus lay at his gate." With the account of the rich man and Lazarus, Jesus justifies his giving of the true riches of the kingdom to the disciples rather than to the Pharisees and leaders of the Jews. Let each of you who aspire to be pastors learn what we pastors must relearn daily. No servant can serve two masters, for either he will hate the one and love the other, or else he will be loyal to the one and despise the other. You cannot serve God and mammon. How often has the man of God, sent to show compassion on the weak and sick and lonely and despairing, wasted his time reviewing his AAL retirement account on the internet rather than visiting those he knows to be in need? How much time has he wasted pursuing unrighteous mammon instead of working diligently to preach the gospel of the weak in a way that the poor can at least lay hold of crumbs that fall from the table when they should be receiving whole slices of bread? In the account of the rich man and Lazarus, we understand that the rich man was being tested. And although it involved only material wealth, his was a test of faith, which he failed. Even so, Jesus speaks to the Pharisees, who were likewise failing this test. They had the material riches, and as brothers of the rich man, they also had the true riches of Moses and the prophets. What they lacked was love, for they failed to cherish in faith the treasures of God's kingdom. When we read about the rich man and the poor man, what we should think first is that Jesus Christ was rich, but for our sakes and for the sake of the whole world, he became poor, that we might become rich in him. And now he sits at our gate in the body of every person in need, so that to turn from them is to turn from Jesus Christ himself. To despise or pass by them, to deny or turn from them, to ignore them is to despise, deny, pass by, and ignore Christ himself. We who have received the riches of Jesus Christ in holy baptism are indeed rich. And you fare sumptuously day in and day out on the word and promises of God. You have the faithful teaching of the prophets, your professors, sent by the Holy Spirit. And you have the blessed administration of the sacrament of Christ's blood. There is more to be learned here, especially for us in this place. And that is to cherish the Word of God, namely preaching, more than any experience we may ever have. For Jesus exalts the hearing of the Word of Moses and the prophets above being a witness of his own resurrection. For Abraham said to the rich man now in Hades, "They have Moses and the prophets, let them hear them." And he said, "No, Father Abraham, but if one goes to them from the dead, they will repent." But he said to him, "If they do not hear Moses and the prophets, neither will they be persuaded, though one rise from the dead." The preaching of the gospel of forgiveness, of Jesus' righteousness in life, his innocence in death, and his blessedness in resurrection. And with it, the eating and drinking of his true body and blood equals, if not surpasses, in saving power, standing in the presence of the resurrected one himself. Such is the high place given to what goes on in this place. Such is the saving power of Jesus' presence through the preaching and the sacrament. Such is Jesus' view of the office of the ministry being bestowed by Jesus on the faithful graduates of this institution this summer. Repent, fellow rich men, for the rich man's sins are indeed ours. And put yourself into the beggar Lazarus's place. In the humility of repentance, be weak can be, that you are not even able to beat off the dogs that come to lick your wounds, and live not by your own strength, but by the grace and mercy of God in Christ Jesus. You who cannot feed yourself, come and be fed by him. Eat not the crumbs that fall from the king's table, but be a guest of honor at this great banquet, the New Testament in his blood. Then, as the poor in the world, know that the comfort you receive here will be compounded eternally when at last angels come to bear you home. In the name of Jesus.